This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Real Ass Podcast. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. And I am the host of this show. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. You want to do some blow and play with yo-yos. Little known fact, I'm pretty good with yo-yos. I know a few yo-yo tricks.
Oh, because you're not good at with like fucking rhyming at all.
Not good with singing.
Hold on, time out.
Podcast intros.
I hope
some of that talent went to yo-yos.
I believe that was called flowing, is what the kids are saying, and they did not flow.
Flow also rhymes with everything I was saying, and I don't think I missed a single. I don't think I missed a single rhyme in there. Shannon, did I miss any rhymes? Nope. Nailed them all. So you can make fun of my singing voice, but you're not going to make fun of the way I rhyme because
no,
I fucking.
No, you can
nailed.
Still say someone's bad at rhyme. Yeah. Rhyming just because they are rhyming. He could be saying that they're just.
No,
like
you can say that I'm bad at
easy.
Rapping or making poetry, but that or lyricizing.
That was not poetry.
Lyricizing. But you cannot say that I'm bad at rhyming if everything I just said rhymed. No, that's perfect rhyming.
If he said it didn't rhyme,
perfect
he'd be
timing.
Incorrect, but he could still say you're bad at it.
Chris Tinkle is...
Oh, now Jesus. He can say you're bad at it.
Fuck.
Now he can just dig up your mother and spit on her. He can do whatever he wants
for
at this
fucking
point.
Better jump in and tear you in half. Good Lord.
Let's see. What else rhymes with rhyming? Chiming. Climbing. Oh, there's so many. So many. Sliming. The international superstar Zach Amico is here.
Bonjour.
Former Rust Master champion. We'll get into it in a little bit. The curmudgeon Chris Tinkle's here.
How's it going?
Hopefully in a better mood than last week. I didn't want to say anything last week. Here's what I noticed about Chris Tinkle. If he's in a bad mood, and I can tell he's not today, but if you call him out on it...
It gets worse.
It gets so much worse. He shuts down. He clambers up.
Well.
Yeah, he fucking... It's almost like he's... Just like the depression becomes like a cloak over him. And that's what happened last week. So if you watch last
like
week...
Like he's going to compress down into a depression diamond.
Yes.
That's not worth shit. See that? Because I'm upset.
You but look...
I'm like worthless.
That was okay. I let you kind of have your thing last week. But if you guys go back and watch last week's episode, I wish I had a transcript of last week's episode because Chris Tinkle probably said 4 words the whole show.
Well, it's also when you get you and Tim in the same thing. That I mean, it's very hard. I feel like I was like double dutching the whole time.
I got Dave Smith in here. Do you know how much worse this is going to be?
Dave's hungover, so this
is
fine.
I'm sitting here listening to the conversation
and almost dead right now. You would also probably not be.
I'm sorry, guys. It was a rough night. Zach lost. I took it hard. I started drinking heavy.
Part of the problem is Dave Smith, Legion of Skanks. Dave Smith is here, guys. Welcome to the
What's
show,
up?
Dude.
Nice to be back. Thank you.
I love having you on the show, Dave. Sometimes I just say I want to have my friend Dave Smith in to come and talk shit about shit that's going on in the world. Because we don't always get to do that on Legion of Skanks.
We don't.
It's Black History
Month.
You
guys have a tough time getting a word in. Try doing a podcast with Jay Oakerson.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight on Legion of Skanks, we're doing...
Hold on. Can I say something?
Tonight on
let me finish this point real quick.
On Legion of Skanks, we're doing charcoal facials. Pull them up really quick, Shannon. Pull up a charcoal blackhead facial. Just a picture of it really quick. On the show to celebrate Black History Month. So it's just a different tone to the show at Legion of Skanks, which is going to be fun tonight.
It's hard to have a serious conversation in blackface.
Yeah. Well, it's not blackface. We're doing charcoal blackhead masks.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was very offensive of me.
Yeah, there we go. There they are.
So you guys are going to have the entire... Because we're going to have the mask on the entire show.
For about half the show, I think. Jay wants to do it the whole show, but I was like, dude, we can't. You're actually... We're
That's
getting a facial. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to the show. Real Ass Podcast is here. I'm very excited about it. Let's get these plugs out of the way really quick, Shannon, because there's so much to talk about today. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't. What am I supposed to say?
What was
started.
Not
it wasn't the first note of the song.
Because you said before to make sure that nothing else stopped it. So when I was playing with it, you said right there, perfect. So I just kept it there.
Shannon, can you just go? Oh shit! I made a mistake.
That's what I always say.
Yeah. Well, I want you to do it this time because this
like
time
you're
you really
to me.
Did.
No, I didn't.
Man, it would suck to be the producer on this show.
No, it's great.
Thanks. Actually, I produced Dave's show yesterday, and he was a pleasure.
Yeah, Dave's a fucking homo. What am I supposed to say? Listen to me. I expect perfection, and I'm making you a
what
better
is
producer.
That?
I'm making you a better producer. Dave doesn't make you a better producer.
Look
homo.
How successful Matty Jester's golf is now. Yeah. You could be on that career path.
Lewis doesn't make you a better producer. He ruins people.
No, I'm
They're
like,
never the same.
I'm slowly eroding her into a better producer.
Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah. So,
eroding, choding, motorboating.
Motorboating. That's a good one. See,
Lewis
he's a
really used the word eroding like he just read it in a dictionary and has never heard anyone using it before. You know, I'm just eroding her into a good producer.
Dave Smith, what do you got to plug? Anything?
Oh, shit. Who knows, man? I don't even... I'm home for a little bit. We've been on the road a bunch. Yeah. But, I don't know. Part of the problem, Legion of Skanks, all that good stuff.
Yes, indeed. Chris Tinkle.
We got Hammer Fisting tonight at 5, and we'll be doing a preview of the Saturday UFC 208. And
I'm going to give you a little hit on the plugs, Brooklyn. Though. There's very few people that are listening to this live comparatively to the amount of people that are listening to it on Monday. So okay. I would just plug Hammer Fisting if I were you. Fuck. Shannon.
Truck. Buck. What the fuck? See, I'll just use the same word. I don't give a shit. Okay, whatever. Listen to Hammer Fisting.
Yeah, Hammer Fisting Podcast. Great show with you and Ricky Bones. Zach?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. I am going to be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's. I got 2 dates coming up if you're in the Poughkeepsie area. And then I got something big coming out I can't announce yet. But if you're in Indianapolis, I'm going to be there this summer for a really, really cool event. Doing a roast type thing for somebody I really love. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet. Very cool, Zach. Go to GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Actually, don't go to GomezComedy.com. I stopped updating that website. I got to get a new fucking website. If you can build websites, hit me up.
So, Lewis is 0-for-1 on plugs so far. It's hilarious that you'd be like,
I'm
guys, check
rhyming,
me out on
I'm
Comedy.
I'm terrible at plugging, though.
Guys, check me out on Comedy Central. I'm not going to be on Comedy
Never
Central.
Never mind. Plugging, chugging, mugging.
By the way, he's good at all of those things. You just
Gomez Comedy on Instagram, at Lewis J. Gomez on Twitter. Got some dates coming up. Boston, we're still working on the date and confirming the venue for Boston in March, myself and Dave Smith. Also, every other Tuesday, the Roastmasters at the Stand. Tickets are always free, so go to thestandnyc.com and grab your tickets every other Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. And I don't know. That's all I got to plug. Thanks, Shannon. Go to the iTunes. Yeah, go leave us a 5-star review and some comments on our iTunes page. That's what you can do for us, you motherfuckers. I just used the Tushy for the first time. They're coming on board as a sponsor for Legion of Skanks. And we gave one of the Tushies to the studio here at Gas Digital so everyone could use them. Have you guys used these?
I used it when I was in Japan at an airport, and I didn't know. I just pressed a bunch of buttons, and it was...
Well, so that was just a bidet in general.
Yeah, it was water shit on my ass. So yeah. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, basically.
I threw up at a bidet once.
Why?
I've never used it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. And so, I was just vomiting. And then I pressed it and green and it, was, and it came out like the Nickelodeon fountain.
Hilarious.
It shot me in the face.
Wait, that's not it. It doesn't use the water that goes into the fucking...
No, green. I puked into it and then it like swirled around and shot my puke back
ew.
Up.
Oh, I thought like washed your mouth. I was like, oh, that's no. also...
That would be a good
that
use
works
for
too.
It,
yeah.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was vomiting.
I almost feel like you could brush your teeth in the toilet and the bidet would be a more effective tool than rinsing your mouth with your hands cuz that's kind of an archaic.
How far are you
but
like
then again,
right,
running behind?
Lewis is making excuses for using the bidet wrong the first time. There's a great
I almost
face
feel like that's a completely normal
scrubber.
Thing
you
to do.
You could like wash your mouth with it and stuff.
But I mean technically can't you? I'm sure somebody's done that because when you here's the thing, I'm trying to teach my son right now how to cup his hands underneath the faucet and it brings me back to being a child and how difficult that was when you have these little tiny child hands. You know, we have these big you take for granted how large our hands are.
So often,
Dave, you have very skinny, knuckly fingers, though, so I feel like you can't actually close your fingers. Like it's just a bunch of holes in between.
Dude, what an insult. He can't even make a bowl with his hands. He can't even hold water in his hands.
I bet he can't.
How do you eat your gruel?
You tool. Fool.
With a big meal.
So, but here's the thing. The tushy, I just use it now. I didn't even shit. I just cleaned my asshole. Which I think that's probably even a better use for it. When you have swamp ass,
I can't wait to install this in my apartment because what happened is summertime.
Goodbye, Swamp House. Finally, 34 years later, I win.
They should advertise it as one of the uses. They never talk about that. Nobody really. Literally, nobody's talking about.
I mean, I think it's kind of unspoken, Lewis.
What, using
nobody's
a,
talking
a bidet
about
for Swamp Ass? Nobody's talking about Swamp Ass.
It's like a media blackout.
That's like one of the. that's just one of the things. I mean, you know, it makes your ass not dirty.
Can so I tell?
That,
I remember.
That covers Swamp Ass, Mud Butt, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Bobby Kelly. I think it was on when he was on Legion of Skanks, and he was making. He was arguing for, like, why... I think he has something like that. Like, he has a bidet or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but he was talking about it as, like, an ass cleaning machine of some sorts. And he was arguing
His trainer hoses
it.
Him down at the end of the
Whatever
show.
It is. I don't remember. Maybe some dude tongues his ass. I don't know what Bobby's deal was. But I remember he was just arguing... I just love logic so much. No matter what you're... Like, just someone making a great point. Yeah. But I remember it really bugged me, because he... And he goes... And I was like, I don't know, Bobby. Can't you just wipe your ass? Haven't we always just been doing that our whole lives? And he was like, dude, are you fucking crazy? If you just got, like, shit on your arm, would you ever just wipe it off with a towel and then go about your day and not think, like, I need some water or, like, soap involved in this
like
process? Like, even that, I don't get it cleaner.
Then I rub it on my eyebrow.
That's not healthy anymore. It's but you know what I'm
like
saying?
The Rock.
Like, yeah. It is kind of weird that we've all accepted...
Yeah,
just toilet paper is the solution for a shitty
I think
asshole.
We're slowly, as we have the internet, similarly to how people look at circumcision now, how like the numbers are being swayed in the other direction, I think bidets are becoming more of a common thing. Mm. It's great for a company like Tushy. And they're not even sponsoring the show. Hopefully they will one day.
So you're saying humans are going to be a race of fucking helmeted, dicked, clean assholes people.
Well, not helmeted dick. They're going to fucking
hooded dick.
Yeah.
A hooded dick cleaned asshole.
In the future, okay, don't call me Nostradamus, but in the future, everyone's going to have a fucking hood on their dick.
Lewis's time machine opens up and goes, let me just check something real quick. Let me just say, nope, not far enough. Put those shorts back on, sir.
He just sticks only his head in the time machine.
Let me see your dick and assholes. I have a theory.
You guys all have pouches.
In the future.
Everyone's circumcised with a dirty asshole, and he's like, we have to go back.
Something went wrong. The assholes are still dirty, and it's 2275. You explain that to me, James Jr. Jr. Jr.
I get out. I step on a bug when I get off the time machine.
Damn it. There goes our fucking hooded dick cleaned asshole society.
I come out. Everyone's got bidets for dicks and hoods coming out of their assholes.
It's amazing. The slightest thing. One bug.
I'm telling you right now, it's an education process, and in the future, everyone will have a clean asshole. And you're going to see that as well, because 50% of people right now in the country...
Stop circumcision, stop hitting your kids, clean your assholes.
Yeah. That's it. That's fucking Louis J. Gomez's America, you know? I could hear Ralph so much. Could you just tell him to keep it down a little bit, Shannon? It's just fucking his booming fucking voice. It's distracting. I know the fans can't hear it, but it's just distracting me.
And if we can hear it all the way down here, imagine how loud he's being up there.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the deal, right? I was also walking here as well. Speaking of this is the reason I had Swamp Ass on my way here. Because believe it or not, I fucking showered last night. Okay, it doesn't look like it. But it is fucking boiling hot outside. What's the temperature right now, Shannon?
50.
50 degrees in February.
Shannon, can you look up the temperature that water boils for me? Can you also?
Cut out the middleman. What's the temperature asshole swamp at?
The temperature right now is actually 61.
Wow.
It's 50? 61, dude.
Wow.
It is really fucking warm out. I'm way overdressed, but I'm like also crazy hungover, so I feel like freezing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's warm. Beautiful day.
61 degrees in February. You're going to tell me global warming isn't real, Donald Trump?
Global warming definitely isn't real.
Warming.
I can tell you for a 100% certainty.
Yeah, Goebbels. Isn't that a place in Germany?
Yeah, no, it was Hitler's right-hand man who was very warm. Global warming.
What's going on with Goebbels? It's like every day he's warmer.
Who was Goebbels?
Goebbels was Hitler's minister of propaganda.
Pretty smart.
Didn't I love how they just had like they didn't even hide it with like a clever name back then in Germany? They were just like, he's in charge of propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fucking.
He's executive of Juice Lang.
What?
I'm saying it is fucking boiling hot outside
you're
right now.
You're concerned about climate change.
Here's my first thought. I was on my way here and I was like, I don't feel like my son's going to live to be a grandfather. I feel like the world's going to end before that.
Hmm. It's not that hot, dude.
That's a.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to see a time where everyone has a clean asshole and a hooded dick.
You've really just done a 180 on your last prediction that we will definitely see a time when everyone does.
Yeah, but that's after the world ends. This is like thousands of years in the future. People have to evolve.
You podcast like it's a radio segment, so you're just a different person on the next segment.
Yes.
I don't think it being 60 is good reason to assume James won't live to be a grandpa.
Yeah, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. But
even like
fucking
the hardcore global warming alarmists don't say
what's
James
the year?
Won't live to
what's
be.
The year that they say?
I don't know, but it's not fucking James being a living to be a grandpa.
Shannon, find out what they say. When is it? When is the year supposed to end? Because I know Nostradamus predicted. I remember watching that movie on HBO when I was a kid. I really liked that movie, the Nostradamus movie. And there was a year.
2012. There were a lot of people, a lot of the Mayans, right? That was the big thing in 2012. Yeah. Everyone was like the Mayans. Yeah,
that was because the Mayan calendar ended at 2012. Right. But they have to end it at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not printing calendars right now.
No, that's not true. We have a guy. He keeps doing it.
No,
never,
I guarantee
never stops. Never stops. If you, 35, 27.
If you went to the biggest calendar factory in the world, okay?
Oh, well, that's obviously got to be.
Well, I don't think they make them that far ahead of time. I know where you're going, and I'm pretty sure they don't make them.
This is the point that I'm making, though.
I just love the idea of just getting it. If you went to the biggest calendar company in the world, you go, well, you're either talking Tops or Maples calendars. I mean, they're both. They battle every year for the
but market. But I guarantee they stop printing calendars at one point, and that's not the end of the
if
world.
If you go to Mr. Hubert Calendar's house.
I don't even understand what point you're trying to make here. They stop printing calendars.
I'm
at
saying
some
that
point.
The reason the Mayans
at some point you're saying
when's your asshole going to be clean? I don't understand what we're talking about
you're
right
saying
now.
A calendar maker at some point just goes like brush their hair like done because those are all the calendars.
That's, I'm saying the Mayans fucking stopped making calendars.
Yeah, they ran out of ink.
They stopped doing everything.
I don't think
they ran out of Garfield cartoons.
Okay, so the world is supposed to end in 3797.
3790. Oh. That's so. According to who?
Nostradamus.
3797.
Oh, you fucking
way to hedge your bets, Nostradamus.
How many years is that? That's so many generations.
Oh yeah, they won't even know about Nostradamus anymore.
I could care less about whatever generation I don't meet.
You know what?
So like I don't think I'll live to be a great grandfather. So my great grandkids. Oh, really,
you're Puerto Rican. It's only another 15 years.
We're still waiting for you to be a great father.
Oh, fuck. You cocksucker.
Where was that last night in the ring, Zach?
Yeah, Zach. Zach lost it last night.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Eli. Eli fucking threw it down. Look, Zach, you're always fucking great. But did you underestimate Eli? What happened there?
No, I think I'm just burnt out. Like I was even when I was writing all week, I just felt like I'm burnt out. I was looking at my jokes. I didn't know what was funny.
Well, you've done 5 shows this year. Makes sense. I'm just kidding.
I was actually I haven't had a lot of writing since September.
Yeah. No, I'm totally busting balls. It is a very involved, like, you
and,
have to really.
And here's what happens
thing.
As well. I know what you're talking about because you start doing it and you do it a lot and you step back and you go like, I don't even know what's funny anymore because I'm on. You see your formula, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you go like this is kind of isn't that funny to me, but is it going to be funny to everyone else? I completely understand that.
Yeah. So
you know, even watching people do it, like. I start to see people's rhythm and setup. You know what I'm saying? Because I watch it so much. So I almost see the jokes coming before they even happen now. A lot of times with a lot of the roasters. But we have one that we're doing. We're doing a tag team battle. Me and Zach versus Aaron Berg and Pete Lee.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it was going to be really fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then I think I'm going to take a break for a while.
You can take a
and
break
get my, my head together.
But you got when you come back, you got to come back for the fucking title, dude.
Yeah.
Pull up Eli's message to Los Angeles and to
this made me Comedy so happy Central. That he did this because this
yeah,
made
it was
me
pretty great.
Not disappointed.
Just go to the stands,
and just happy for my friend.
The Stands YouTube. Yeah, Eli Sayers, who's a great battler. He did Road to Roast Battle. He's just fucking one of the funniest roast battlers there is. And also, here's the thing, man. He really loves it. I think this is a fan calling in. I told him we'd take their calls on the show today. Hey, what's up? You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
This is Wells Fargo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude? You're on the podcast.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Come on, bro.
Listen, sir, your results came back positive. I don't know what to tell you, but I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I hope your ass stays dirty. That was magic.
This is why we don't take calls on the show. That's why. I want to do calls and shit. I think that'd be fun, but they always fuck. They don't nail their part.
It's amazing how everyone who's willing to call you isn't a professional broadcaster.
It's annoying. So this is Eli's message to Los Angeles and Comedy Central. So funny. He really seizes the moment.
Any final words from the champion? First of all, give it up to Zach. One of the best roasters. Second of all, where's the camera? Where's the damn camera? I know Comedy Central watches these things. Look, I appreciate y'all put me on the preliminary rounds. I've used it as a credit. Now, put me on the real roast battle show, and you can use me as a credit when I take your shit to another level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah! Bring LA out here. We'll show those pieces of shit that roasting is about more than dressing up in a stupid costume and dancing around like a moron, delivering mediocre jokes your friends wrote for them.
Yeah.
The best roasters in the world are in New York City. And the best roasters in New York City are at the Stand fucking Comedy Club. And the best roaster at the Stand fucking Comedy Club is right fucking here.
Wow. Zach, you should turn heel and hit him with a fucking chair, dude. That would have gone viral.
It was really funny. Like, Eli dropped the mic, but it's like, it's so funny. Like, in the moment, like, he still, like, lets it, like, slide around slowly because he doesn't work the stand.
Yeah, he doesn't work there. You don't want to,
So he can't spike the mic at the fucking floor like somebody else would.
Yeah, he's going to have to go pawn the belt.
It was really, like, I watch it happen. He goes to drop the mic, and I literally watch him just, like, let it inch down his fingers until it hit the floor.
I did do the grab the belt from Lewis, like, mad, and then handed it to him and raised his hand, the pro wrestling heel.
It's great, dude. Look, here's the thing. Look, I really enjoy the show. Obviously, I enjoy producing. I basically do it for fucking nothing except for the fun of doing it. So I enjoy it, and I love the little rivalry that's happening between New York and L.A., and we talked about this last week in the show as well. I think the L.A. crowds were very biased towards those guys. So when they do the next season of Roast Battle, I'm hoping to God, everyone that listens to this show, tweet at Jeff Ross, tweet at Brian Moses, call for New York versus LA, either on neutral territory or in New York City. Literally take the best of the best from the Roast Masters, the best of the best from the Roast Battle, have them go 8 versus 8 and see who the fucking best is. I promise you, if you do it in neutral territory, New York will win. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. That's it. So let's get into some shit. Super Bowl 51 happened. Woo! Guess what? Puerto Rico Ranosek was right there. Last 8 minutes of the game, I tuned in. I saw people going ape shit. It was fucking crazy, right? I could get into it if it was like that every time.
Yeah.
Just absolute chaos.
You talk about sports like chicks do. It's literally what every chick I've ever dated.
Shannon,
did
you watch the Super Bowl? Shannon's that girl. She fucking brings wings to all the dudes in the living room. They're all fucking...
When I had a boyfriend, I did, but no, I was working.
You're working?
Yeah. Mm.
Dave, did you watch it?
Yeah.
So you care and Tinkle, you did?
Yes, I watched it.
Zachy?
No.
See, here's the thing, right? I'm not a big football guy. I'm not a big anything guy. I'm not a big sports guy. But
I'm not a big anything guy.
I do like.
This is a great thing to say.
Someone gave themselves another nickname.
Guy. I'm not really big into anything. I don't like stuff.
Big dirty ass. That's all you like.
I just sit in the corner and stare at the wall.
But I can get into the championship like game. I can get into the energy that surrounds something like that.
There's something about, right, like even if it is something about even like a sport that you don't care about at all, like it could just be some sport you've never like fucking, you know, handball or racquetball or something like that. But if you told me that this guy's been like these are the two best in the world and this guy's been working an entire fucking year to get to this moment and like this next play is going to make or break his life. There's something compelling about that.
Oh, I was watching the national women's finals of curling, and I cannot tell you how much I was into it. Yeah. There's 8 people in the audience.
Well, those bitches are warriors.
I can't tell you how excited I was.
Who are those eight people, though? That, you always like look at those like weird sports, and you're like, who's that guy? Who's
just like, look, people, I don't play. I don't
sweep,
play.
Sweep, sweep.
It's yeah. open mic comics. That's but what they, those one, are other fucking curlers. That's all they are.
One of these days, man.
Somebody's fucking, you know, curling dad who never got to curl, but they live vicariously through their child.
It's weird. That's yeah. fucking...
I feel like there's so few people competing in that you could just go learn how to do it and then become the best.
It doesn't seem that far of a stretch, honestly.
Yeah.
They just scream at them and you have your little Swiffer and you just do it really fast or you do it really, really slow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they just scream at each other.
Yeah. But here's the thing, man. The game ended up being a... in the last quarter, the Patriots...
Insane.
Ended up coming back and scoring everything and tying the game. And in the first time in Super Bowl history, they go to overtime and the Patriots have the ball. They bring it down the field and fucking win. It was a one-sided trouncing in that last quarter. And it was just like, literally, it's almost like they said, oh, we
so
just...
So funny to just describe the game from the perspective of only seeing the fourth quarter. Yeah. It was just this one-sided blowout, man. Basically, yeah. No, Liz, it was the greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl. That's the story of the game.
I mean, from my perspective, I mean, Jesus Christ, Falcons do something.
It reminded me of...
You guys are sure lucky that you start with 28 points.
Remember Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen, where Anderson lost like 23 minutes of that fight and just won the last?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what... And then I feel bad for Atlanta. I'm like, you guys were fucking right there, dude.
By
like,
the way, the what? Whole... And you know this because you're an MMA fan, but people, even people who don't know MMA know who Chael Sonnen is. Like, that name, is he got like pretty big. And, like, it's all because of that fight. It's literally all because he beat the shit out of Anderson Silva
for 23 minutes.
And lost. He didn't even win the fight. But he just did what no one thought anyone could do at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it almost that story is almost as valuable as winning the title from Anderson like that and then losing it in a fight.
It made it more compelling for the next fight. That's why the next fight broke all the records at the time. Because it was just like, holy shit. And Anderson was a ninja at the time. No one could touch him.
We're watching it happen with Conor McGregor right now. The story is almost more compelling than the just being unbeatable. You know, the thing in MMA is, and it's almost great that the general public has caught on to it, nobody's unbeatable, nobody's going to have an undefeated record, there's not going to be any Mayweathers, and it's a better sport because of it. The any given Sunday factor exists every time you watch an MMA fight.
But then it's...
That fight could end at any second, and you got to keep your eyes glued to the TV because it's not Mayweather. People are not going to go, oh, it's going to be another fucking blowout performance. That's just not happening right now in MMA, and I think it's great for the sport, and I think it's why just the average person can just sit down and watch any fight and go, holy shit, this is pretty fucking amazing.
Well, it's so much harder than any other sport to keep... to stay on top, I think, in modern MMA, because it really is just this one... every single sport, if you watch the best, highest championship teams, they make mistakes. They may make a lot fewer than other people, but they make them. But in MMA, you're always one mistake away from it just all being over. Yeah. You know, knuckles hit your chin in the wrong way, and that's it.
It's a game of centimeters. It's a game of, you know, not even centimeters. Like, you know, it could be... a centimeter away where somebody's hand is on your face.
I just love the way your mind works where Lewis goes, he was going to say it's a game of inches, and then Lewis's brain, he went, no, not inches.
Centimeters.
It's a game of centimeters.
What's smaller than centimeters?
Because that's the Pacino. That's the Pacino line.
What's the smallest? I want even smaller than millimeters.
No.
It's antics.
You just have to say this to someone randomly. It's a game of micrometers.
It's a game of light years.
Wait, what? I went back to it being big. Oh, we did a whole thing.
We're time traveling again. Pull your dicks out. Everyone, pull your dicks out.
I'm bringing this puppy full circle.
you just see a fucking time portal open up in the room. Oh, shit. Pull your dicks out. Lewis is here.
Fuck. Not yet, Lewis.
Pull your dicks and assholes out.
Not yet,
Adult
bro.
James runs in with his dick out. Explain this, Dad!
Okay, hold on. I apologize. I think we have more people calling. So, all right. So, the Lady Gaga also. I didn't see this yet.
Oh, yeah? You didn't see it?
I just saw pictures.
I gotta say, I thought it was pretty cool.
Can we see some of the Lady Gaga performance?
It was the least gay of all the halftime shows I've seen.
Can I have some more volume too, Shannon?
This part, the opening, I thought was actually pretty hilarious.
What happened to her body? Remember when she had the fucking craziest body?
Are you in a mom space outfit? Hot,
no, her body used to be smoking, so you get to ignore her fucking dumb Italian Jew face. Her face is so, like, gnarly. That's the only word to use to describe it. It, like, gnarls.
Look,
like,
tell me. Look at what the camera guy does, though. It's like, I think it's a pretty big fuck up. He's like, she's, like, on the top of the stadium, you see? Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She jumped down.
Yeah, so like she jumped, but they don't really show. Like they didn't really hit a good angle that like shows how high it was.
Oh, dude,
cool.
If she would have Owen Harted and just fucking had her head, I would have been. And I don't look. I have no problem with Lady Gaga, but for the fact that how much better this segment would be.
Oh,
if
for the story.
If she
killed herself.
If the rope snapped and she just went face first and literally, her hot body was just sticking out of a puddle of her brains.
It was pre-taped.
The top thing was pre-taped. Thank you, Ralph.
Because like the way it looks in the thing, and me and Ralph were talking about this yesterday, but the way it looks in the thing is almost like she's up there and she's just like, God bless America, we're a united country, and then she just goes, bye.
But you're like, whoa, you're lady, that's it?
Here, turn her up a little.
She is weird. But I give her credit. At least she like went for something spectacular. Yeah.
I want to give her credit. I can't remember a pop star actually singing.
Yeah.
And so it's always been the karaoke kind of thing, and she's like doing this.
Yeah.
I also feel like get a fucking new hit, bitch.
No, I mean, she does all her songs.
How
she,
old is
no?
Her
she
song?
Does all her songs.
I get it, Zach, but you know, this is pretty fucking old. She's and it's also, but it's not old enough. It's not like they got Lynyrd Skynyrd to come and play.
Yeah, but Super Bowl
Alabama. This is a fucking song that's 7 years
the
old.
The tradition of Super played, Bowl halftime shows is usually they do their hits.
It's all hits.
Not like,
yeah,
it's not like Beyonce came out last year, did old shit. Like it's like
if fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd play a concert and they didn't play Home Sweet Alabama, there'd be a fucking riot, dude.
Yeah, that's like in the Super Bowl. That's usually what happens. Like, in fact, Bruce Springsteen came out. I think he did a newer song first, and it pissed me off. I was like, fuck this motherfucker. Then you started doing like Dancing in the Dark, and you're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, you better.
It was like, remember there was like a couple years ago where it was like, we were going like, we could put a fucking some ugly people in there and make them famous. And that just went away. We're like, nah. Where's the next ugly fuck? Like Adele, her, there was that bitch in England who was like almost like a joke.
Tom Waits. He should do that. He should do it. That'd be awesome.
It's a little different.
You want,
but yeah, like this. Everyone now is hot. There's no ugly. Name an ugly pop star now that's coming out now.
I don't know if I could just name a pop star.
What?
I don't know if I can name a good-looking pop star.
Are you looking at
no, Ariana I'm saying I don't think I can name pop stars. I just don't know. Yeah, I guess Ariana Grande. What
isn't happened? She old at this point?
No, she's like 21.
Even know the new ones.
Where is? Didn't they do something with fucking drones or something?
Yeah, at the beginning, the lights
the thing,
in the background.
The
yeah,
in the background.
The all those were drones.
Turn it off. Listen to, I mean, come on, Lady Gaga, we get it.
I thought it was pretty good.
That was nothing. Janet Jackson pulled the titty out.
No, Justin Timberlake pulled the titty out.
He did.
He
really got away. He got none of that heat.
He goes, I don't know. Pulled a big black titty out in the middle of Super Bowl. What are you guys doing? I'm fucking Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Pull their old fucking titty out. Look, that was fine. You know, I like Lady Gaga.
I didn't really, you know what? The fact that she jumped off pre-taped, that takes away something a little bit for me. I really was kind of getting her. I thought it was kind of badass to start off with like, we should be a united country. Just jump off the top of the Super Bowl building. I don't know. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I think, look, I saw Lady Gaga years ago and I enjoyed the performance.
In concert?
Yeah. I took Beatrice Max to go see Lady Gaga for Christmas one year.
Now I'm starting to understand why she doesn't respect you.
No, she loved it. It was one of the best experiences of our relationship. It was downhill from that Gaga concert, honestly.
That was the peak.
Because it was very early in the relationship. When you meet somebody and you do things like you bring them to Lady Gaga, it was like a hot ticket. It was a hot ticket.
When you care for somebody, you do things like bring them to Lady Gaga.
Every time
you're supposed to repay that.
Every time that I look into your eyes, wah, 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 wah.
I would totally get on one knee and propose if this tranny wasn't rubbing into my shoulder right now. Might have to punch this t-shirt in the face.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- would have been better to witness than watching that performance. I would have traded her death for that performance any day of the week. So That's the cool thing about now as well, is like since everyone has camera phones now.
And Lady Gaga died, maybe Beatrice would have got sad, and then you guys would have got like reconnected.
Yeah.
Because you guys had that moment together at that concert.
That's also true.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not really what I want either. So, but I think now that everyone's got cell phones and cameras, right, we're going to get a lot more celebrity deaths. That was a missed opportunity with Owen Hart. It was like right at the cusp. What year was that?
1997.
Mm-hmm. Right? So that's when everyone had those Nokia phones. I had a Nokia phone in 97. That was 10th grade. I was one of the first kids in my phone.
Dude, school. Get me my disposable camera.
I was one of the first kids in my school to have a cell phone. I had one of those Nokia phones where you could change the plates on it. It said Snake. That was the only game on it. Was Snake. Right? I was like the Zach Morris in my school, but poor in Puerto Rico. Nobody liked me. But if Zach Morris had all of those qualities, I would have been him. But nobody back then, there was no cell phone cameras. So unless you happen to be holding a fucking a movie camera that you brought from home, snuck into the arena, you weren't catching Owen Hart's death.
No, back then it was just people pointing laser pointers at his corpse.
No, his head bounced off there. He landed there. He jumped from there. That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah, that's really funny. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the extent of technology. Just laser pointers.
We can show you where he is. Oh, yeah, you don't see him? He's right there. That's his corpse right there. Oh, they're moving
this
him.
This is his little feet.
I don't know why he's not moving. This drives my cat crazy.
But what are some other... What are some other... I mean, we miss Owen Hart's death with camera. I mean, just... When did the first cell phone camera come out? What was that? Look that up. I'd love to know when that was. Because from that point on... Public deaths became a fucking thing.
Yeah, but the first couple years, it was going to be like a real pixelated, like you don't even know.
You wouldn't want to see pixelated Owen Hart death?
Oh no, I'd check it out. I'm just saying it wouldn't be what you'd be ready for today. Like today, you'd get a nice HD Owen Hart death.
There is footage of it though, right? Because they were filming him. No, let me say this. I know we can't see it, but
it probably exists on some camera that they had.
Some dudes. There are people who have seen this footage of Owen Hart dying.
Oh, really?
Definitely, because they were filming him down.
They
recorded it, right, but they cut away, like it didn't air.
They cut away
right,
because there's a 7-second delay or whatever on television. So that's live TV.
So, it is out there?
It's not out there.
But somewhere you're saying
in
it's
in some vault at Stanford.
So as they were doing like the pre-roll, as they're like, oh, and our next match. So he was up there getting ready, and that's when he fell. So it was actually
on screen.
He wasn't
coming down yet.
No.
Oh, he was going up.
No,
it wasn't even the exciting part.
Cape got stuck in the fucking thing, and he fell.
That's like falling off a ski lift. Yeah. It's not even cool.
Can you look up what they aired? Because you can see, you could probably find like a little clip of what
of when
aired.
It happened. Yeah. I remember. I was watching it live.
Yeah, I
thought it was a gag.
I didn't watch it live, but someone had got me like a VHS copy of it because this is how you could watch a wrestling event at that time, and I watched. I remember. I vaguely remember. It was like a weird event. The whole thing was so strange. And it really was like so strange that a guy died in the middle and then they were just kind of going, oh, my God.
It's crazy that the crowd didn't go, I'm not going to finish watching. I know Max Moon's about to come out, but I got to go home.
Well, I think a lot of people had no idea what actually happened. I think
it was amazing. It was a really weird
moment. He was
a blue
blazer at the time, right? Yeah. Like he was going back to that character as like a gag.
He
was a heel.
I don't think the crowd knew he died.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, it was a weird moment when, I think it was JR... Or it's JR and the King or whatever are announcing. And he's like, the King's like, you can just see he's like, he went over and then he comes back and he's like white as a ghost. And he's like, oh, this is really bad. This is like really bad. And then JR is like, just so you guys know at home, this is not a wrestling angle. We do a lot of things here for fun. This is not one of them. Like you got to kind of break down without like giving
so
away the whole
the
thing.
Integrity of wrestling.
Yeah. But it's still like this weird like thing. Where he's got to get just so you guys know this isn't like a. It's not like a hard guy.
But then like they were feuding with Mo and Mabel at that time, so Mo and Mabel fans were like, "Yeah,
your guy's dead. Look at his kid crying."
And those guys still had matches though. So like Owen Hart is getting like fucking brought past you in a stretcher. He was pretty much dead, and guys were like, fucking. Gonna go wrestle.
And
like,
also,
awful.
Angles awful. Back then in the WWE where guys died. Like, the Undertaker would kill people. Remember when the Berserker tried to stab the Undertaker with a sword? You're like, okay, really? Is this just happening?
No, I don't remember that.
The Berserker, who's a wrestler with
I remember
like a beard,
the Berserker, of course.
And the Undertaker.
He was Berserk.
Pull that up really quick, Shannon.
Actually,
I know you have that as well, but pull up another tab.
Yeah, because like, in fact, he was so crazy, he didn't actually pin anybody. He would just throw them out of the ring. And so like every match he won was by count out. And actually, it was pretty funny. That was like, because he was so nuts.
Well, he goes to stab.
He couldn't understand the rules of wrestling.
He didn't get it, dude.
He goes to stab the Undertaker with a sword, and the Undertaker does his like sit up to get out of the way. He'd be like, okay, really? So we're just killing people now, right? Guy, like, you know, the little kids think it's real, guys. We're about to watch a man pierced in his fucking heart with a sword. The Berserker, the Undertaker. Yeah, maybe it's not up there.
Maybe this never happened.
You know what, guys? This was a movie. It was Game of Thrones.
Kids think this is real.
Oh no, it's fantasy for adults. Okay.
Yeah, go to. It's probably toward the end of the match. It was pretty crazy, Shannon. There it is, right there. Yes, well, I remember this. Oh my God, pull it up on the screen. It's bringing me back to my childhood. Look at this. He's gonna kill him.
Oh. It went through the canvas.
Oh, yeah, no. He's...
This one gag cost them $1,200.
All right, that's it. There we go. We're good.
I got it. So pull up the Owen Hart thing. I want to see that. So this is fucking... This was just craziness.
No, this is... That's not... This is not Owen Hart. This is Sting.
Yeah. Shannon, all right, forget it, Shannon.
I believe it was called.
Don't worry about it.
Over the Edge was the name of the paper.
No, we can't. Here's the thing. It sounds so terrible to be searching for things, fucking like over and over and over again on a podcast. It drives me out of my fucking mind. Was that Sting thing after the Owen Hart thing?
Yeah.
Were they making fun of the Owen Hart thing?
You know what? Real Estate of the Week, WCW. I got to give it to him, man.
He's a real ass dude.
That's a real ass move right there.
To do that, guys don't die. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, they really just copied every angle the WWF had. Here's why I like them. This is what I like about WCW, right? This is why they were real ass. Because they were fake ass, right? But they were so unapologetic about it. It's like when you see...
Oh, I hate your real ass philosophy.
Well,
sometimes being real ass is being fake ass.
Well, you know when there'll be like a new Star Wars...
And in turn, fake ass is real ass.
Well, you know when like a new Star Wars movie will come out, right? And then like there'll be like a DVD that comes out at the same time. And it'll be like, you know, Drone Wars or something like that. And it'll look kind of similar to the thing. And what they're doing is... They're taking advantage of the Star Wars hysteria. There's a company that gets sued all the time. They do this with the horror movies, and they basically put out fake versions, like really, really low budget versions that people that they almost
it's to fool dumb people at Redbox.
And they get actors that have the same last name, but it's nowhere. It's like Steve Ford, fucking Harry Hamill.
So it'll say Ford and fucking Hamill on it, and then it'll say Drone Wars, and then dumb people, you know, in the hood. We'll just go and rent it because
you ain't got this shit already.
But those companies are kind of real ass dudes. That's a fucking real ass
like,
move right there.
When Snakes on a Plane came out, 3 days before it came out, Snakes on a Train was in Redbox.
Yes. Pull up the Snakes on a Train trailer. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. That company in particular is one of the famous ones that does it.
Is that Asylum?
I don't know, but they get sued all the time. Those companies get sued like crazy, but their whole business model is to fight off lawsuits, make as much money off of these stupid these movies cost nothing to produce, make as much money off it, pay the lawsuit off, pay them off for whatever they need to do, and then they keep on going. They go, all right, we make $250,000 a year just making shitty movies and paying off lawsuits. Kind of a real ass move.
I don't understand what the argument is. It's a real ass move?
Yeah.
All right. I guess real ass is whatever you decide it is. So sure.
Dave, real ass hold move. On. Dave finally got it. Dave,
welcome to the revolution.
You are finally one with yourself.
There you go.
Real ass. Being real ass is whatever it is to you.
I don't feel that different.
But, you should. Yeah. You've turned a corner in life.
I guess it's real ass to the rest of us to just kind of, you know.
This is Snakes on a Train. Snakes on a Train.
Yeah, the asylum.
The Southwest Express.
In a town near where snakes on a plane happened.
Loaded with 100 passengers. And 1,000.
Be careful, mommy.
You. Angry.
Black people.
Snakes.
Get back to the back of the train!
I mean, do the actors that book, they think that they're in a real movie, right?
They figure out pretty quickly they're not. Usually it's people like they're just excited to get, you know, the whatever they're going to get paid.
I mean, because look, I would do a movie like this just for the hilarity. Like for me, I would just,
For me, it would be about the art.
But I mean, some people that get booked on this movie, they do the audition, they come out and go, like, oh, I got booked on a movie. Like that little girl.
I got snakes on a train! Yes! Nailed it! Third lead! Snakes on the train.
This company poached my movie. My set. Yeah,
good.
They poached when we were shooting. They came and took our crew.
What the fuck?
Wait, there was a giant snake at the end?
That
was
he ate
the entire train.
Oh, that. I mean, did you see the intro for Real Ass Podcast? We have the same special effects here at Gas Digital. It's the exact same thing. It's a giant computerized animated snake. Of course, it's very little money to get made. To be honest. All right, guys, really quick, I just wanted to talk about Gas Digital membership. Some of you guys might not know this if you're listening to this show on iTunes or Google Play, but we do this show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. Actually, all of the shows on the Gas Digital Network have live versions of the show and video versions of the show. So you can watch the show live, watch the video version of the show. You can join the live chat, get all of the archived episodes. We have hundreds of hours of archives just for the Real Ass Podcast beyond the other shows as well. And get the brand new episodes 5 days before you get them on iTunes or Google Play. There's a bunch of other great shows. Obviously, Dave Smith, your show, Part of the Problem.
Fantastic show.
Hammer Fisting.
Fantastic
Chris
show.
Chris Sinkel's show. The Josta show, Jamie Josta from Hatebreed, Legion of Skanks, obviously. SDR show, Tim Dillon is going to hell. Shame on Bruce Buffer's.
It actually is. It's funny as you read through all the shows. It really is a really good network you guys have put together here. Like there's really great
Michael
shows.
Michael Bisping's coming this month. We have another one that we can't announce yet. It's going to be the biggest show on the network. We're going to be announcing within a week or two.
I'm bringing a third podcast to the network.
Yeah, it's going to be Dave Smith's Party Time Hour.
I'm just taking this whole thing partying
all the time, all day and all night. Yeah, guys. So look, here's the deal. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com right now. If you want to subscribe, you get all that stuff. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, you're going to save $1 on monthly membership. It's normally $7. It goes down to $6 per month. You also get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. Okay, see if you want the membership. See if you like it. Also, honestly, if you like this and you want all the archives, just sign up for the free trial, get the archives, and then boom, say screw us. We don't want to use the website anymore. And then you have all the archives, which is perfect. So it's just $6 a month. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out. And if you cannot subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com, make sure you go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking. Leave us some positive feedback. Subscribe there for free and tell some friends about the show. It's the least you can do, motherfuckers. And last but not least,
guys, I'm gay.
That's what it is. Taking dick all the time.
No, we have t-shirts now available at GasDigitalNetwork.com as well, Real Ass Podcast t-shirts, as well as t-shirts for all of the other shows as well. So go check out the merch at GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Lewis, have you ever seen any of the Turkish movies? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So in Turkey, there's no copyright law. So you can just take other shit. So like, say there's Turkish Star Wars, where they literally just made like a kung fu movie in the desert and called it Star Wars. But it's like the Indiana Jones music, and they use clips from like other movies because you can't get sued there.
Right. I love it.
So there's Turkish Exorcist, like any big hit, there's a Turkish version that
it's
they
like
made
YouTube
for like $8.
5 years ago.
Yes,
it's like No Man's Land. Like I'll use whatever fucking music I want.
Let's go to Turkey and kill it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think everyone's doing that in Turkey. Oh. So,
yeah. Also, they have ISIS.
Yeah. All right. Actor Jay Bowdy commits suicide on Facebook Live. The video is not actually up, right?
You know who's the real loser in that story? Periscope. Because nobody's looking to them for their suicides
anymore. It's true. I Facebooked that yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just came up with that off the top of my head. Thought it was a throwaway line. No. Not worth sharing.
Well, you know. That's the way Facebook works. You know, you just kind of tweet it out as you think of it.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much the same thing.
Really just the same thing. It's in a special,
we're
buddy.
Basically, we're basically just the same type of dumb hack.
Yeah, yeah. We both
suck
thought of the lowest hanging fruit.
Oh, God.
So this guy, he's an actor, and I guess he got arrested for sexual assault, alleged sexual assault, mere days before it. He goes on Facebook Live. He's in his car at like 4 in the morning, starts Facebook Living. One of his family members says, my cousin or whoever is going to commit suicide. And the cops come. And as the cops are approaching him, boom, he shoots himself in the head. So I really wish we had the video of this, Shannon, because Tinkle, he doesn't watch any like type of violence, and this would be a good one.
I would. What do you do? I would leave.
No, you wouldn't leave.
I would leave. I would have no desire to watch that at all.
Yeah, I was trying to find the video earlier, and he said he absolutely would not help me find it.
Tinkle,
you don't want to see it.
Wouldn't help you find it.
No. And I also wouldn't fucking advertise this episode because it's like I don't. Why would I want people like to see?
Dude, well, not, they're not seeing it. They hear it. And
no, it was video. It's
well,
live.
Unless they're a subscriber to Gas Digital. In that case, they don't care about your opinion on that. They're already subscribing. Don't you think that the more close-up death that you watch, the more desensitized you're going to get to it?
Yeah, but I don't want that though.
It's a better life, Tinkle.
No,
every time death comes on the screen, you shy away from the screen like you're fucking actually there in real life. Okay, it's just on screen. It's not even a big deal. So I feel like you should be the one watching.
That, why is it not a big deal? Because it's on screen. It's happening. If it's a real video,
sort of understand.
It is a pretty big deal.
Because I used to be scared of like giant snakes that would eat trains, and now I feel like a little better now that I saw it happen.
Yeah,
it's true, and that's so, a very real fear.
If I saw it 10 more times, I would be totally cool with it.
And that's something you actually got to look out for. So if you can get past that,
I'm just saying, I feel like you get a little queasy more than the average person.
It's also like a moral thing.
I think the average person probably doesn't want to watch
and honestly,
someone get murdered. I think you're off on that.
Yeah, and honestly,
I think your vision of the average person is a little wrong.
If anyone is into that, they already found it on their own. Like, no one's waiting for us to like.
I think the average person watching someone genuinely die is like a thing they don't want to watch. It's like, it's uncomfortable.
I guess I was going to pose this question to Twitter. I was going to do a Twitter poll, but I don't know how exactly to ask that question. Do you watch people die? Have you?
Yeah, again, you're fans. I'm saying we're like Legion of Skanks. We're a little out of touch with what the average person likes today. I think you're saying like most people?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, most people would find that.
I think the Gomites are just a little slice of America.
I remember when I first had DSL or fast internet, there was like one afternoon where I was on like Ron.com and I saw a couple videos and I was like, never again. I went through... You just can't unsee that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, I can watch those videos because I'm just completely broken inside, but I kind of tend to agree with Chris. I think it's better not to desensitize yourself to that
shit. And if we're going with the Legion of Skanks live audience, then technically 1 out of 10 people have killed their mothers.
That's just, I mean, it's just math. What's that thrown at you right there? It's not even a disputable argument. It's objective reality.
Look, I'm
there's
kidding.
A percentage that killed their
I
mothers.
I understand why you would not want to become desensitized to it. I just feel like at this point, you know, we're all a little fucked up. It's all out there. It's hard. It's hard to.
Well,
not
you're a little
it.
Fucked up. You're dressed like a guy who just came back from war.
Yeah, you were in camo on camo. By the way, unmatching camo.
It's literally
which is
the most ridiculous
the
thing. I can't believe it took me this long.
Yeah, when you're wearing two different,
you're wearing two different camos.
You stand out more in
it's
the
awful.
Woods.
It's awful.
There's nothing that makes
you really are dressed like an African child soldier.
Hold on. I'm taking a look at that weird plant that turns into another. But it's a dude. It's a dude. It's clearly a dude. Watch out. We're under attack.
Is that weird plant wearing Adidas pants?
Is that a half tree, half bush? Obviously, okay, it's a soldier. Yes, clearly, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Kill it. If you were gonna kill yourself, would you do it in any sort of public way? Because killing yourself is a cry for help, right?
Yeah.
Or I think anybody who kills himself, unless you have some sort of crazy debilitating disease that's putting you in some sort of pain.
Yes, well,
I think part of it is you're getting off on. Going like after I'm dead, the people that are hurting me will feel bad.
There's probably a percentage of suicides that are genuinely just someone suffering and wants to get out of it.
And I'm sure depression can probably be a severe.
And I think certain methods of suicide they want to get found before they die. Head in the oven and shit like
that. Yeah. Well, those I think they're almost even like those attempted suicides are almost it's hard
head
to even
oven.
Really call them suicides.
Are they trying to gas themselves or are they trying to bake themselves? They're trying to gas themselves.
Gas right? themselves.
Yeah, it's
baking
like,
yourself would be like the worst way to go. Yeah.
It's a very
baking,
angry
but it's the healthiest.
It's very angry, especially if you do it like in some kind of public forum. You're like literally just telling everyone "fuck off."
Guys,
Mike.
Mom took her own life the other day. She deep fried herself. it was delicious.
It was tasty as shit.
I mean, it's the least healthy, but the most delicious way to go.
You know, we're sad Zach put his head in an oven, but it was nice of him to put those pineapples over his eyes.
Yeah, if I was going to kill myself, I might have to do some sort of Snapchat.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
On the finale of Lewiscope.
But you do it in a cool way, because all the suicides...
Before I go, let me just read you the next 365 Real Ass Dudes of the Week.
The chick that did the train, which we watched on the show, you couldn't even see it. Like, she fucking puts the phone down and it goes kind of black, and then you hear the train come. If I was going to get hit by a train and kill myself, I would literally turn my fucking flashlight on. I would point it directly at the train. You would see it coming directly. You would see it would be the most perfect fucking cinematic moment.
Well, you only get like one chance to practice, Lewis.
I was going to say, cinematic moment. You got to nail it in one take. So,
God. Oh, never mind.
Damn it. Damn it. There's a chopper. God damn it.
Wait till the sound goes. Shit.
I'll always remember my father's last words. Oops.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I feel like if I was going to commit suicide, I'd want to do it. I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to come off like trying to sound noble or something, but I feel like what stops me from committing suicide is the like, fuck it, be a burden on other people. You know, like that's always what in my most depressed times kind of grounded you. Yeah, you're like, I can't fuck it. I got family and shit like that.
You don't want to know the burden.
You don't want to like put that shit on your family, dude.
Yeah, that's like the shittiest thing.
My son's mother would wake up with my dead body on top of her.
Well, you would have
to physically move me off of her.
You would have like...
You did this. Okay, fine. I'm not dead yet. I just wanted to say that. I'm about to be dead.
You would have like two different types of like ceremonies. You'd have one party for people that were like, fuck that guy. And then you'd have a sad one.
Yeah, well, no. I would also have like a pre-suicide party. I would have like an album release. Like, it's going to happen, guys. I also think suicide should be completely legal. If they...
Oh, I 1,000% agree with you. But that's like a very core central libertarian principle. Yeah. Like that you should, if you own your own life, you should be able to fucking check out. I mean, who has more of a right to tell you you can't? I mean,
let's be honest. If you get like arrested for like trying to kill yourself, then you didn't do it right and you're a fucking dumb.
Yeah. It's true. But there's no real way to like enforce someone can't kill themselves. I mean,
if you slice your wrist, how are they going to put cuffs on you? Be like, "Oh, come on, bro."
You're just opening the holes. Yeah. You're just helping me. Fine. Go ahead.
All right. Shannon, do me a favor. Go grab the scale, cuz I have to check in on the real-ass challenge.
He's a real ass dude. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there would be a thing.
So here's the deal, right? Last week we announced the Real Ass Challenge, 66-day challenge.
What? Okay, so what is this?
This is for the fans, and it's for me and Ralph and Shannon as well. We're doing a separate bet. At Gas Digital, me, Shannon, and Ralph are doing a weight loss challenge, okay? And that inspired the Real Ass Challenge for the fans. Because what I do, Dave, much like you do with your libertarian principles and philosophies, I change people's lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I inspire my fans, and right now I've had dozens of people, two or three, dozens of people enter this contest. I'm getting fat, out of shape, go mite pictures left and right. Okay. Now, if you want to enter the Real Ass Challenge, it's a 66-day challenge. Time's ticking away now, so you probably have less than 66 days now. Send an email.
That is how time works.
Send an email.
It could be more, but every time I've observed time, it's always gone in this one direction.
Until now, portal opens.
Let me see your dick in a bottle. It's an emergency. Yes, we know. We know. Not yet.
April 13th is when this ends, okay? Right now what you do is shoot an email to lewis@gasdigitalnetwork.com with a... You have to be shirtless, or you don't actually have to be shirtless. You just have to be holding a sign that says Real Ass Challenge Day 1. But this contest is shallow as fuck, meaning that we're only judging it based off of before and after photos. So if you do a shirtless photo, it might be more dramatic. So it depends on how dramatic your before and after photo is. It's also not just a weight loss challenge. It is a body transformation challenge. So that means you can get morbidly obese over the next 66 days. As long as it's dramatic,
oh, that's it.
You are still in the running.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't want you to do that. We were talking, if you want to get in shape, like, listen, you're a skinny dude and you fucking put on muscle, that also counts. You don't just have to be a big fat fuck in order to take advantage of the Real Ass Challenge. $250 goes to the winner of the Real Ass Challenge. On April 13th, you're going to send the after photo. You have to be holding a newspaper to prove that you're sending it on April 13th. And the most dramatic difference wins $250 from the Real Ass Podcast. Lewis at gasdigitalnetwork.com is where you send the before photo. Make sure you're holding a sign. This is Real Ass Challenge Day 1. Shannon, what did I weigh in at two Wednesdays ago when we did my first weigh-in? Pull it up. I believe it was 243.4 pounds. Right?
Hold on, sorry.
Thanks, Shannon.
You are, yeah, 243.4.
Now, Shannon, how much did you weigh in at?
I'm not saying that.
What do you mean?
I'm not, when we first started this, I said I wasn't going to do these check-in weigh-ins, and I wasn't going to say my actual weight.
I have a question, Shannon.
Yeah.
You remember, like, a couple months ago, we weighed Ari Shaffir's balls?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many pairs of his balls are you? Do you weigh?
How many sets of balls?
No, can we weigh your boobs on the show?
I don't know if that's. I think it's.
Can we try?
Deceptive. That's what. Yeah, that's because they're. Yeah, they're. I don't know. I don't know. If
have you ever
work.
Weighed your boobs?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's weigh your boobs.
Yeah, let's weigh. I'm gonna do a weigh-in really quick.
Let's weigh your boobs.
And then we're gonna weigh Shannon's boobs, and that'll be that. So hold on 1 second.
So you were at what last time?
243.4.
243.4.
And how many is that in Shaffir balls? Lewis stepping up to the scale, stepping on, stepping off. It's not good, he says.
I think he may kill himself.
No, Lewis lost about 5 pounds.
That's not bad.
Good. No. I was way less. I was like 9 pounds less a few days ago.
Can I say something?
What, Shannon?
That like a week ago, you texted me and said you lost 14 pounds already.
I did lose 14 pounds. Here's my problem. I'm drinking a ton of coffee.
You were talking a whole lot of shit about how much weight you lost.
I've only lost 5 pounds.
Well, 5 pounds.
Can I explain to you, though?
You nothing.
I've been working out every day.
I love this challenge.
And I started doing yoga. Okay? I'm doing so much. 2 days. I've been working out certain days twice a day. And I think the problem right now is that I've drank too much coffee. I think I've drank about 6 cups of coffee today.
That's only on a whole different level, dude. That's a problem. You're not supposed to have 6 cups of coffee
Dave,
a day.
Can I give one fucking problem at a time?
No.
Right now, me losing 5 pounds, or only 5 pounds is the problem.
Okay, so coffee's making you fat.
Shannon, you look fatter. Anyway,
don't turn it on.
I'm sorry that you can't back up your lie, Lewis.
Oh my God! Oh. I swear to fucking God.
No, I guess you just decided that what real ass means now is just losing a couple pounds.
And now I think you should weigh your fat titties. Also, Lewis, please. He's like 3 ounces less than Shannon. That'd be fucking heartbreaking.
I don't even want to weigh Shannon's tits anymore.
You've been doing a lot of dieting too, right?
Well, I'm on the real ass diet. Hardcore.
It almost makes you think like it doesn't even. Make it. It's not even worth
we'll
it.
We'll see.
I mean, five pounds.
We'll see. It's like his whole life is a sham or something.
Yeah, it's like
wiping your ass.
Yeah, have a donut. Maybe you know, like put some ice cream on top of that thing. Put it in the microwave.
I have been doing hot yoga.
Hot donut. Saying
hot donuts.
Hot donuts would be delicious.
Hot donuts.
If I'm not losing weight, I'm going back to eating donuts. It's ridiculous.
I almost broke them. The donut thing. Fuck! I love putting a donut in the microwave. Scoop a cold vanilla on top.
That's it. That's my thing, great. Right? I invented that.
I know how to talk to you. You did not invent
you
didn't that. You're
putting ice cream on top of other good
are
shit,
you
Lewis.
Fucking out of your mind?
Hold on.
This is why you think.
Hold
you
on. Shut the fuck
think,
up. Shut the fuck up.
Me and my sister, 1992. No. We had donuts.
What if
and
I
ice
put
cream?
A cookie on top of another cookie? I made it a double cookie. You're telling me that's not me?
No.
I also invented double cheeseburgers. Triple cheeseburgers.
I swear to fucking God, I invented this. You go to Dunkin' Donuts. You grab a cake donut, the old-fashioned.
You get a donut. No, that's me. You get a donut from Dunkin' Donuts. Others do this.
No, and then you take that cake donut, you put it in the microwave for 45 seconds, and you take a scoop of vanilla ice cream, you throw that bitch on top of that, and you got a cake donut ice cream fucking thing.
Right, okay, that might be exactly the way you do it, but the way I described having a donut with ice
microwave
cream, lots of people
do. No. Microwave the donut or have ice cream? Are you fucking
no, that maybe was like fairly specific, but I guarantee you're not the only person who's done that.
Look that up.
Zach's entire family has done that. I promise
Zach,
you.
Have you ever heard that before? Besides
I've heard of it.
Besides me?
Yes.
Get the fuck up, dude. You know, I can't even win an argument because you're going to lie. That's fine. If you want to lie, all right, cool, Zach. We're lying.
Well, I don't understand how
I don't
it's
think
so
what,
hard to...
Cool, I'm going
to
lie, too. No, you didn't hear of it, Zach, because I wrote a book about hot donuts with ice cream. And
can we go over why his lie was so much better than yours? Because, first off, he didn't start by announcing, I'm going to lie now. That took...
Shannon.
Oh, look at that. A whole
Google images filled with ice cream and donuts.
Oh, wow. How many pictures did you take of this thing?
So wait, well, how many of those are from GomezComedy.com? That hasn't been updated. It hasn't been updated.
Oh, look. Warm donut. It even has a name. Warm donuts with ice cream.
It's
look
at that. Whole thing. It's a goddamn category.
There's a fucking store that does it. It says in Midtown. You dipshit.
It's a Yelp category. You can click on warm donuts.
2,500 and fucking 24 reviews.
Seamless. You go, Seamless, what are you in the mood for? Chinese, Indian, maybe warm donut with ice cream.
Fuck. Go to warmdonutswithicecream.com.
Oh, shit.
All right, maybe I didn't. Can I? All right, maybe I did invent it, but somebody else also invented it as well.
I don't think you understand what the word invent means.
All right. Well, anyway, I started doing hot yoga. Okay, cool. And
well, it's warm yoga with donut with ice cream.
So what I'm starting to understand for the first time in my life is when people talk about the mind body connection. I really mean this. And I believe that there's only, Dave, I'm sure you can kind of wrap your mind around this because you used to play sports.
Can I wrap my body around it, though?
Yeah. Can you wrap your mind, my body around it?
So, yes.
And I've kind of understood this. People that work out or people that play any sort of sports or people that dance, people that do anything that requires form. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to Dante about this. He compared it to boxing as well. Just when you lock in with form, right? When you really lock in, right? And I never played any sports. So I didn't really get this until I boxed a little bit.
I think MMA is the best example of it.
Yeah.
Because MMA, what's so crazy about it is that you'll see people like, you know, you'll be, and technically, you know, you're a big fan, but like, there'll be people in like a fucking shootout. Like, they're at going to war, like a crazy aggressive stand up fight. And in the middle of this chaos, you still have to keep like perfect form on your fucking punches and like everything's got. And it's kind of crazy to like, in the middle of this environment, yeah, to like be doing that.
But even,
like, still,
you know, I'll say, taking a step back, because I think people can't wrap their mind around that as much. But let's say free throw shooting when you're playing basketball, right? I'm sure when you throw free throws, I know this because I played basketball in middle school and I was terrible. You know, we would work on form. We would work on literally how to hold your hands on the ball. Literally everything from your feet to the way you're jumping to the way you're releasing it.
But free throws are almost a little bit like okay, it's like fine because you can. It's easy to understand because everyone will leave me alone and I'll sit here and like get my fucking technique down. But what's the more like crazy thing in basketball than me is where you'll literally like you'll kind of like make a move, like stop short, someone's over here, someone's over there, someone's pushing you, and then you have
but
to in the middle
about,
of this kind of
about, I'm talking about
this, like,
yeah, and yes, you're right.
And you still have to in that moment then go right back to your muscle memory of like, this is how I've been taking a jump shot with no one around me 300 times every day.
Yeah.
And now even though all this fire and there's like people in the stands and there's all this is going on, you still have to do that exact same
right
kind
well
of
that's
like,
even at a higher
motion.
Level like that's where you go, and this is actually why it's, the analogy actually works for hot yoga when you're talking about playing the sport versus just kind of practicing the sport. Because in hot yoga, you really have to connect with what your body's doing. Like, you have to really focus on the form. Right. On another level, because 110 degrees in the room as well. So you really focus on form. You really focus on every little inch of your body, making little slight adjustments. And your mind really connects with what your body is actually doing. And that's what I think when people talk about mind-body connection, that's what it is. And I found after doing it a couple times, going in and lifting weights, my form was so much better. I was so much more conscious about what I was doing.
Well, you know
and you see when George St. Pierre does things like yoga or gymnastics or other things, you start to understand why they do those things, because you have a better control over what your body is doing because you have this different type of connection with your mind.
I remember reading in Eddie Bravo's book. Eddie Bravo is like a crazy decorated black belt who's friends with Joe Rogan. And he was talking about how like he had these students that learned like 10 times faster than any students he's ever had before. And he just didn't understand it. The two of them came in. They were like the best white belts he's ever seen. And then it just turned out that they were like break dancers for years. And he goes like, it was literally like he could just show them something and they'd like have it. They just had like such control of their body.
They
just like they're very connected with that, where you could just like show them something. And then they're like, oh, OK, move myself that. And they're already crazy flexible. They're really athletic. Like, they have all these qualities. It's kind of interesting. But
very interesting. Well, and that's why I kind of want to continue to. I'm literally the guy in yoga class. Halfway through, I'm just on the floor sweating, breathing heavy. Well, everyone's just around me. There's all these hot chicks just fucking, you know, doing their thing, and I'm like, I can feel that they hate me. Like, everyone hates me in the yoga class.
Get it? I'm a real ass dude.
I just need air.
Mind, body, connection.
But why am I not losing more weight?
But I kind of
laying on the floor sweating is an exercise I invented.
Shannon, give me some more coffee, please. I'm sorry, babe. You're the best. I told Shannon I want her to be my personal assistant when I'm making enough money.
Shannon,
she literally said no.
Thank you. Yeah, no, same as Lewis is fine, just some cream. Yeah, don't be Lewis's personal assistant, dear God. Shannon, you want to be my personal assistant?
I feel like I'd be a fun person to work for.
Oof.
Oh.
Personal assistant.
Inaccurate self-appraisal.
Yeah, so this said, I am going to get back in shape, and if you guys want any help, don't listen to me because I apparently don't know how to do it anymore.
No, but not you're doing it. You're losing weight and you're eating good.
Well, the other thing, can I be honest? They say muscle weighs more than fat. I'm doing a very hardcore, heavy lifting workout.
Stop.
And also, if I can add, you're also older probably from the last time that you got all super into it, so your body is a little different.
No, Tinkle. Don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you're older.
No, that's not how time works. We went over this earlier. Is it?
You may say it older. I say one step closer to a clean asshole.
And time portals open. Lewis from the past comes in. Let me see your asshole.
We're there yet? Hey, how we doing on the dicks and assholes, guys?
Lewis runs out. Don't buy those Lady Gaga tickets. Well, shit, there's no. I'm too soon.
I mean, I know for a fact, like what you were Tinkle saying for me. It's a weird thing, man. It's really so fucking uncomfortable because we're right at that age. Like I'm 33. It's right in that spot. But if I work out, do anything like that, I get reminded very quickly. It's like, yeah, I'm not what I used to be. You're like, it's a different fucking thing. Like, I remember being like in good shape at age 17 and what that is. And it's just not, it would take so much for me to get back. Not that I couldn't get back into that level of shape, but it would take so much for me to get there. Yeah. So like, much.
I'll show you the workout that I'm doing right now. It's called Jeff Side Shredded Club. Pull it up, Shannon. SEID. Pull up day 3. This is the workout that I'm going to do after this, okay? And this is the guy that I'm learning from. He's like a fitness he's a Mr. Olympia fitness, meaning that he's not like the big Arnold Schwarzenegger ones.
He's like just ripped. I mean just he's so like huge, lean, but like
more lean than the Arnold Schwarzenegger guys. They're like basically the I know in Mr. Olympia they do lightweight and then heavyweight. He's not he's the fitness version of it. But he's fucking shredded, this guy.
If Shannon pulls up a video right now of somebody warming up a donut and putting ice cream on it, yeah, just put it on the screen and walk out of the room.
God damn it.
Again, press play. Give me some volume, too. This music gets me pumped now. Jeff Side. Felix Valentino.
This is Shape You Shredded Club.
You know the German guy? He has a German guy. They do a German version of the show. That's Felix.
This is just gay porn.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say, are you sure you didn't sign up for any kind of?
Yeah, I literally watched this to get myself pumped up.
Club shredded, no chicken legs allowed.
Club shredded, no chicken legs allowed.
Oh, these guys stink.
That's rude. That's a rude sign to put on your.
Hey guys, Shape You Shredded Club workout series. We're gonna be starting out with some squats.
I mean, look at his fucking hair, dude.
Nice hair.
What a douche.
He's the worst. I remember somebody tweeted at him. This what a hand job is. He's so like unself-aware. He tweeted like a video of him being like at this club with a bunch of dudes without their shirts on. Somebody tweeted at him, like, looks pretty gay to me. And then he tweeted back, what's gay about fucking tight pussies? And it got like 50 retweets. He's just that dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, dude. So this is my leg day. This is what's happening today, bro. I'm part of Club Shredded. Yeah, this is it. All right, that was it. I just wanted to show you guys what's going on. If you guys want to join Shredded Club with me.
So you let him know you're a douchebag, basically, yeah. And it's only resulted in 5 pounds.
Big shock. You're not losing weight jacking off to a bunch of hot dudes working.
No, but here's the thing. It's not. I'm lifting heavy weight, and I'm doing like fucking drop sets. I'm doing fucking, you know, right, super sets. I'm putting on real muscle. So I think that I look a lot better without my shirt on than I did a couple weeks ago, but I'm not dropping as much weight because I'm not doing a ton of cardio. I'm just lifting.
You should do more cardio.
I really should. That was the other thing about hot yoga as well. It's so intense that it kind of inspired me to do cardio because it's like intense cardio is way less intense than hot yoga. And in terms of its benefits for my body,
honestly, like the fucking cardio shit is just like, that's what really gets those fucking endorphins released. Like that's what makes you feel fucking good, dude, is when you do like a lot of cardio workout, then you're just like, you fucking That's a. It's hard to get yourself to do it.
They say it's the same endorphins as cocaine. You know what else is the same endorphins as cocaine?
More cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
So much easier just to go, it's like a real workout.
Can I buy a little bag
of
jogging?
I only work out on the road. Man, I work out. I really work out when we do road gigs.
I almost feel like technically if your heart is elevated, right? It's all that's technically cardio, right? Is your heart rate is elevated. If you do a bunch of blow, isn't your heart rate technically just being elevated the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, Chris Farley was in great shape. That's the point.
Wouldn't that make you lose weight technically?
I think cocaine people lose weight on cocaine.
Is it because your heart rate?
I don't know
because you're not eating.
I think it's because you're not eating. To be honest,
combination of both.
Cocaine
really is a wonder drug when it comes to dieting.
If you're talking about elevating your heart rate like to the level that you would doing hardcore cardio, I don't think that's supposed to happen from cocaine. I think that would be like, you got to go to the hospital right now, dude. If you're literally sitting there and you're like, I just fucking did an intense workout.
Jesus, God. Sweating.
This is some really good coke, bro.
My Jeff side is Artie Lang, so I am killing this workout.
Fuck. All right, so real quick, I want to talk about this because I want to get Dave's take on it a little bit. And I know Dave will have a take on it because he always does. Betsy DeVos named the Secretary of Education. People are flipping out. Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
That's so cool that Dominique will come do that for her.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Betsy DeVos, this is the chick who got grilled by that other bitch at some thing.
Just in case anyone doesn't know who she is. So, she's the bitch who got grilled by some other chick in a thing.
So, yeah, she did. And
who would understand that?
My understanding of it, okay, because I've only read the headlines, is that she is like a billionaire, philanthropist, businesswoman who has ties to the party, donated a bunch of money to Trump's campaign. This is him basically paying her back. My understanding as well, and Dave can back this up, maybe I'm wrong, this is all what I deduce from just fucking the headlines and piecing things together. This is kind of one of those positions that they always kind of throw favors at. Like, this is one of these like fucking things that it's like, I don't think anybody's really put this position under a microscope before and really given a fuck. And this is kind of politics. They fucking people who donate large amounts of money to parties that want to get into it end up getting jobs in these people's cabinets. And in my opinion, I think this is kind of par for the course. Everyone is flipping out, but I feel like everybody would be flipping out no matter what Trump does. Everybody on the left is going to flip out and act like it's the end of the world. I don't know shit about this chick, but here's what I do know about public education. It fucking has been failing for as long as I can remember. It failed me as a kid. Why are people flipping out right now versus the past 20 fucking years? It's been horrific for as long as I can remember.
It's very funny, even in a way.
How much did I get right on that?
Very little. It's kind of amazing. No, yeah, no. I guess a lot of it, I think, is right.
This is Dave Smith with Explain the News.
I do. By the way, Guess the News is literally what you're doing. It's just funny as I think of it, is what 90% of the people who are objecting to her are basically doing. They don't know shit. And I will say, it's kind of crazy how, like, you'll say this, right? It's like the liberal, like, worldview. It just has so many holes in it to me. And I'll sit there and you go, okay, so you're really upset because she's shaking up the Department of Education. She's shaking up public education. So in your mind, a racist tyrant just got elected. Like, this is what our public education has produced, that people were willing to vote for this guy. But you don't think this should be shaken up at all. You don't. You're like, not outraged at this public education. And it seems very weird to me that, like, I don't know that much about Betsy DeVos, whatever. I don't know. I never knew anything about her until basically she got nominated for this. But she's very much an outsider and very against the education system.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like throwing someone in there who's the fucking government union that has a monopoly over that shit is one of the most evil fucking destructive things in the country. So,
and it's something that I'm thinking about a lot right now because I got a 4-year-old kid that I'm sending to school right now.
Starts to get real.
Yeah, it just becomes a very real thing. And I mean, we're looking at options to homeschool. We're looking at different...
Oh, don't homeschool him, Louis.
So many people say that with no. No. Obviously, we'll get someone else.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. First of all, I think me being in charge of James's education versus some random stranger. I had
for all Lewis's buffoonery, when it comes down to parenting and serious stuff like that, I mean, Lewis gets very into that, and I think honestly, like you and B would be, I think, much better teachers than most. But dude, even the math.
I'm not talking about teaching calculus to a high school student. I'm talking about for the first few years of his life, building a stronger foundation and having him be a part of a group and having adults help raise him that I choose and I have an idea who they are. Right now with public schools, you're literally flipping a coin and going, or not even flipping a coin, just taking a shot in the dark and going, I'm hoping that this adult has a connection with my kid, cares about my kid, and it's not a person that's just abusing kids and getting an easy paycheck. And I had multiple abusive teachers, multiple teachers that I can remember throughout my childhood that would literally either physically, emotionally, verbally abuse kids. I mean, I can think back so many times where I'm like, wow, that's a lawsuit. That's a lawsuit. I was suspended for 2 weeks from school for a teacher literally lied and said that I threatened his life. Just made up a lie because they didn't like me. I was kind of a troubled student, but I had ADD. I wasn't a bad kid. I was just had issues paying attention, and they suspended me. They nearly expelled me.
Lewis is a fucking kid. You know, at the end of the day, this is what they do: is they make you a problem child. They drill into your head that you're bad. You're suspended. It's like, look, we have
and
this
I
whole
could have,
public.
I could have been a self.
Lewis is a kid,
and I could have become a fucking criminal.
Well, Lewis is
the
reason.
System.
The none of them seem to sit there. And go, Lewis is a kid whose, you know, dad was murdered and mom was beating him with a hanger and like had a fucking troubled childhood. And then it's like their attitude about it is great trouble. You know, it's like that. It's like
this kid wants attention because he's trouble. Now, look, it's a different time today. I think we're more educated now about that.
Yeah, but
stuff.
in a lot of ways, dude, there's still a lot. There's these massive problems. Dude, I hate public education in this country with a fucking passion. Yeah. It's like disgusting, dude. They literally have, and it's such a racket if you look into it. We spend, I think, up there with as much money per student as anyone in the world. So it's like $11,000 per student. And you'll have these high schools with like a brand new Olympic swimming pool, and the kids can't read. And they're like, you see a world star hip hop video, you know, with like kids like fighting, and it's next to this like incredible, like multi-million-dollar equipment, and you're like, what the fuck?
They can't swim anyway.
Not a one of them.
You got to pick one. They can't read back to Africa, Dave.
Fuck.
Can't read the
C A T.
I have one question. So,
oh, fuck.
Is this lady the same lady who was on the Daily Show and everybody was like, oh, he got her? Is that the same lady?
No, that's a different lady.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, Betsy DeVos. Yeah.
The only thing that worried me about her was just how dumb she seemed that when they asked her about guns in school. Did you see that? They're like, how do you feel about guns in school? She's like, yeah, what if there's like a grizzly attack? Like, that was her honest answer to guns in school. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's actually a pretty good answer.
There are parts of the country where this is real shit. I think a lot, and don't get me wrong, Zach, like, your reaction right there is mine, too. Mm-hmm. I have it, too. But I think, and maybe this election reminds people of this, we're, like, have these, like, coastal fucking biases. That's a real thing a lot of places. Yeah. And like as many people on the coast in New York and L.A. look at that and they go, what a maniac. A lot of people in the middle of the country are like, well, yeah. There's fucking bears. There's bears. Like, that's a, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, the one silver lining, right, that I see with this, okay, and Dave, I think you've kind of touched on this a little bit, and when it comes down to, you know, the freedom of speech stuff, and you've touched on a lot of other things, but this kind of made it very apparent to me, because the education thing is something that's very real to me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm watching everyone flip out and go like, oh, shit, we got to fucking, who is this person that's going to be in charge of our children's education? And for the first time, people are starting to really care about things. You said things about like the war. You were like, oh, well, look, now the government's being accountable, which is great. I think the silver lining of all of this is that nobody's going to give Trump an easy time on anything, and that we're going to really look at all of these things under a microscope, all of these programs. I feel like everyone's going to be against big government now. Everyone's going to be against whatever
I
reckless
wish,
spending that Trump might have. So I think I just look at this. It is actually good that everyone's going like, oh, well, who's the Secretary of Education? Nobody gave a fuck before this, and now people care. So the fact that there's even a conversation about it, I think, is a positive thing.
I see what you're saying, and that's like the optimistic case, I guess, in my mind. Like, you're like, that maybe is it, because at least then, I mean, people, I think, are so ignorant about this shit. Like, people don't even know, like, that we have a Department of Education. You know what I mean? Like, it's so at least now people are aware of some of this shit, and then maybe, from my perspective, it's like, well, then maybe you can, like, at least make them have a conversation about it and go, okay, yeah, by the way, like, how long do you think we've had a Department of Education for? I don't know if you guys think it goes back to, like, the founding of the country or some shit like that. It's not. It's like, started under Carter. It's, like, in the late 70s. It fucking came in or something like that, right? And basically, we've gotten dumber and dumber as a nation since we've had it. Yeah. So it's like at a certain point, you just look at it and go like, why do we even have this thing? Yeah. Like, just fucking get rid of it.
You know, you say the same thing about healthcare. You say the same thing about anything else. As soon as you get the government involved, everything becomes more expensive. Everything becomes, we almost like have like...
Prices go up, quality goes down. Yeah, it gets slower. It gets more bureaucratic. It's exactly. Just things are wasted. You see it over and over and over again. I use the example in healthcare that I always use to people is that how like tit jobs at like sex change Shannon? Surgery, which is, has like, you know, become very popular in the last decade or whatever. This was this. It's like it's not covered by any insurance. There's no government involvement. It's completely elective surgery,
and that's why it's affordable.
Yes, the prices have gone way down, and the quality's gone way up. Just like everything that's left to the market. And same laser
example,
eye surgery
producer, yeah. High
there
quality.
You there you go.
All right, let's get some questions going.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what's up? Your last question segment. Morning of the show, Wednesdays, usually between 9 and 10 a.m. I'll post on Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Post your questions below that, and I'll try to answer the best ones in the show every single week. Also, I want to say thanks, guys, for listening right now. You guys are the fucking shit. You guys are the tits for listening. If you're listening live or just listening on Monday, both of you guys are the shit. Remember, go to iTunes, hook us up, tell your friends about us, all that good shit. Great show today, boys. Got a lot of great questions. Kristen Kennedy wants to know, how hard is it to make it in this career? You guys live in one of the most expensive cities in the world. How do you make it work? Are you able to live comfortably? Can you take a break, take a vacation where you don't have to be connected and constantly endorsing your brand? On average, how many hours a week do you think you work? Do you have health insurance? Were you able to blah, 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 blah?
It's one not removed.
Question, Kristen. Jesus.
Pull the curtain aside completely. No, I don't have health insurance.
Yeah, this is why, I think maybe in other cities, I don't know. I don't know. Everyone has their own journey and their own path, and it's as difficult as it is. I know guys like us, right? It's not a fucking easy path. And I know that. I've been doing comedy a really long time. Going on 12 years, and I just in the past, you know, couple of years, I've been able to not have a day job, and still, it's paycheck to paycheck. Granted, I have pretty expensive rent. I pay rent at another place as well because I have, you know, I have a child as well. So there's other things as well that come, you know, for me. I'm sure, Dave, you have technically a little bit of an easier time because we're in a comparable position in our career.
Yeah, I don't have like a fucking other, the other bills you have. Like, yeah, I don't have fucking.
But it's not easy.
I'm not fucking making alimony payments.
Yeah. But here's the truth. It's a difficult thing, and I think that's
well, I've been doing comedy for about 10 years ago, and literally just because things have really kind of popped off here with Gas Digital and, like, the podcasts have grown, and really the fact that, like, that we're making money off this shit now is what's changed it. But I think for the first time in 10 years over the last few months, just been able to, like, at least take a breath. At least I'm kind of like, oh, my God. I'm like, I think these last 2 months have been the first time where I've had, like, money left over in my bank account. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm not like at zero when all my bills are paid, you know? Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, in terms of like working hard, it's like, you know, dude, it's like we do what we fucking love to do. And it's like, yeah, it's a lot of hard, it's a lot of work. And it's very like, even like Zach was saying, it's like a thing where we're talking about just being like a little burnt out from the roasts. It's very like mentally exhausting. Like, you have to put a lot of your energy into it, even if it's not physical work. But what are you going to do, bitch? You're going to sit here and... I mean, like, whatever. We're doing what we fucking love to do.
Do some hot yoga, bro. Mind-body connection.
Mind-body connection, bro.
But yeah, that's very true. I can't complain. There's a thing, you know, it is the greatest fucking thing in the world, right? It's I love doing comedy. I love being able to talk into microphones for a living. But it's also a curse. I mean, I don't get to... I listen to people talk about, like, oh, dude, I had to work all day. I work nonstop 7 days a week from when my eyes open to when my eyes close. I'm working nonstop. I'm constantly thinking about my career. I'm constantly, whatever it is, I'm always on. Yeah. And there's always
like
something happening.
But there really is something about that to genuinely love. Like, I genuinely love doing comedy. I love doing stand-up. I love being funny, and I love fucking just being a libertarian and talking libertarian shit. Like, I love that. Yeah. I genuinely really, really love. And I remember a few, like thinking back to the last like day jobs that I had. I remember the feeling of genuinely hating your job and being like, dude, I am living to leave this place. Like, I am literally, I can't wait. You're looking at the clock. You're like, I can't wait for the weekend. And man, it is just, it profoundly, life is so much, so profoundly better.
I love that. When you're not Ari has such a great joke about, he was like, do you think people that, not abortion doctors. What are the doctors that perform abortions? OBGYNs. He was like, do you think they have like, they just after a while become like, you know, it's like the regular, you know, Joe, like they're just, you know, on a Friday. It's like listening to music. It's just a great visual. He's like, everybody is working for the weekend. He shoots the baby in the fucking. I love that joke.
Oh, Ari's a good dude.
But here's the thing. I even bring up Ari. The reason I thought of Ari is because you're talking about taking time off. Ari just took 3 months off. He left the country. He's traveling the world. He's doing things. I think you get to a certain level where you have a certain amount of success and you can do that. And you
yeah,
can do
I, don't, I don't think we can
We're
do
not
that,
there yet. Should, I'm yeah. not I'm not there where I can take off even a week. You know, I'm going to go to Disney with my kid in a couple months and I'm going to be working while I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be running around Disney World, but I will be on my phone. It sucks. I'm trying to take some time away, a couple hours a day, where I'm just spending time with my kid, and I put my computer away, I put my cell phone away. But even that's hard. You know, I'm like, where I'm at, you miss a phone call about a spot for $100 on a weekend. That makes a difference for me sometimes. You know, $100 on a Friday night where I'm fucking, you know, literally just in between spots, that's fucking amazing. I could use that money. So not answering that call, they'll go to the next. I'm not at a position where they're going to wait around for 2 hours to get my text back. They're just going to go to the next guy, yeah. You know? Real quick, this is a good question. Brian Sharfman wants to know, here's a real ass fucked up question. Gun to your head, you can't shoot yourself. But to save your family and you get $50 million in cash, you rather blow your dad or eat out your mom. If you do neither, you get killed. So basically, you got to blow your dad or eat out your mom. That's the fucking thing. Forget the $50 million in cash. You just got to choose this, okay? Because I would blow my dad, eat out my... For $50 million in cash, I would literally take my dad's cum out of my mouth, spit it into my mom's pussy. I'd
really
let it drip back into my mouth. I'd spit it in her mouth. I'd kiss her. I'd start jerking off my dad, put his dick in my ass.
You know what? Keep the 50 mil. This is hot.
Pro bono.
I'm sorry. I'm getting worked up.
You know, it's a weird, that's a really, really brilliant and great question. Philosophical question, because like part of you, the two things that really go back at you, like, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a dick or a pussy. So the part of you wants to lean toward that. But then you go like, I almost feel like you could at least like with your mom, it's like, oh, this is so inappropriate. But with your dad, you could be like, dude, but you know, I had to either do this or eat mom's pussy. Just be a bro. Yeah. Let me suck you off real quick.
Yeah.
I would blow my dad just so I'd could suck call my dad's him a faggot.
Dick. Yeah, I'd call him a faggot. I don't know my dad. I don't really ever have to see him. It's not going to be awkward. It's going to ruin every Thanksgiving if I have to eat out my mom.
That's true. Or make it better.
Or make Thanksgiving every day.
She makes you make a lot of shitty Thanksgiving jokes. Like, Dave, you ready to give me that stuffing?
I guess I'll blow my dad.
I mean, if they were alive... Yeah.
No.
You got to do it.
Right now, Lewis.
As the question stands.
Just headbutt a fucking pile of ashes.
I think I did it. I think I ate
her. I don't know what
pussy.
I did. Either I ate her pussy or I ate her pelvis. I don't know.
I might have just kissed her on the forehead. I don't know. It might have been very appropriate.
Tinker, what would you rather do?
Oh, fuck, dude. There's no... can I just...
There's no wrong answer here. No, you're right.
I just like... kill myself and put it on Facebook Live.
No, dude, come on.
You specifically
dude.
Said you can't kill yourself.
Can't kill yourself. You gotta fucking choose one, dude.
I guess I'll suck my dad's dick.
No.
Blow your dad.
There's something weird about it is a little less weird to blow your dad. I don't know why.
I don't it's very strange to me. You wouldn't think, even if it's a pussy you really don't want to eat and a dick you don't want to suck, you always think you would choose the pussy. But in this scenario, yeah, I'm blowing my dad.
Because I almost feel like the semen would just like go back into you. It's like the circle of life.
That's just me.
I don't think that you have to swallow, Lewis. I think that's your side of it. I think you just
swallow.
You think I'm gonna let my fucking dad bust a nut and not be a champ?
Spit it down my own tits? That's worse, Tinkle.
God gave me life. I came from that jizz. Showed some respect.
Let's see. Anything else here? Because we got to get out of here in a second.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
It's a good song.
Everybody here wants to blow their dad.
Let's see.
The original version of that song.
Any other questions here?
I don't think there's anything else good on here.
Oh, man.
I think that's it, guys. What's your definition of sex? This is a good one.
Sucking your dad's dick.
What's your definition of sex? Any genital contact with the hand, contact with the mouth, PIV, butt stuff?
You know what's so weird to me is that my entire life, and I guess this is just like the group of kids I came up with, but to me, sex always meant intercourse. That's like always what it meant. It meant your dick going into a pussy. And it was always like, if you were like, I had sex with this chick last night, and then I found out you got a hand job from her, I'd be like, well, you lied to me. You told me you had sex. But then I found it like other adults, I think the generation before us, would basically just be like, sex is like when you get naked and get into a bed together. It's like kind of sex. I remember this actually came up on a Seinfeld episode. They did a thing about this. And Jerry, it's an old Seinfeld joke, but Jerry, they're all debating about where sex is. And Jerry's thing is, he goes, I think once the nipple makes an appearance, it's but to baby boomers, sex is like a whole different definition.
But we also forget that people like didn't, like, I think people fucked before they got head.
100%.
Way 100%. Back. And now,
dude,
it's
that
like...
was, I've talked to baby boomers about that before. Really weird.
I've talked to babies like, about that. Babies. Like, hey, baby, you want to suck my dick?
Yo, baby. This is a pretty inappropriate conversation, baby. No, but they said, they go, were people having oral sex when you were in high school? And I was like, yeah, people were having sex in high school. And they go, yeah, but were they having like... And I was like, yeah, we did that before.
Yeah.
Like a blowjob was like, oh, she's not ready to fuck, but she'll give you a blowjob. For them, they were like, no. We started fucking. And then like years later, we figured out like, oh, you could put your
mouth.
A
couple girls that got fucked in the ass a bunch before they.
That's crazy. Pussy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Like that in my head, I'm going like, okay, your boyfriend is just tricking you. You're an idiot.
Yeah,
like you just took it in your ass. But to by the preserve way, your virginity.
That kind of sucks for the dude too. When you hear about that, like, look, anal is not something that you want to. If I had to substitute
better
a vagina
a
for...
Better than a hand job.
Yes,
and probably better than a teenage blowjob.
Maybe not. I'm just saying the idea of like the butthole is there to like. Put pressure on her to let you do once every like 10 times or something like that. The idea of only having a butthole to fuck just sounds terrible. Like that's just like,
you gotta understand, dude, when you're back in the day, I used to literally, me and my girlfriend in high school, before we would fuck, because she was a virgin still, and she like maybe wait 3 months or whatever it was. It was like the date. She was like, I'm gonna wait 3 months. Like,
ugh,
I would just,
girls suck so
I would
much.
Just fuck her hip. I would like rub her my dick and I would come all over like side and like,
really?
That was enough. Like I would just fucking get sweaty and fucking rub my dick on her leg.
That sounds awful.
Just fucking.
I just imagine she had like a disgusted face the whole time.
No, she loved it.
Please don't homeschool James. I'm going to stick by my initial.
Vortex opens back up. Let me see those dicks and buttholes.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
I got to get back. James has algebra.
Look, man, thanks for listening to the show. Go tell your fucking friends about it, you fucking fucks. Realize podcast. It's alive, baby. It's growing. It's happening. Going twice a week soon. I know we're going to do three times. But we're going to start off with twice a week. Very soon. New logo coming out very soon. My buddy Keith is helping us out with that. Got a bunch of cool ones to choose from. So that's all happening. Anything else? No? We're good? That's it. Thanks, guys. Peace.
That's all, folks.